Hi guys, it's Sarah. Welcome back to my channel and welcome to my first episode of Musical Mindfulness. As most of you know, I'm a musician, I'm a conductor. You may not know that I have been practicing meditation for over 15 years now. It's a daily practice and it could be a minute long, it could be 20 minutes long, sometimes by myself, often by myself, sometimes in a group, but it's really important to me to have a mindfulness practice that helps me keep grounded, to be present in the moment, and to really be able to access this pool of calm, I think, that's in every one of us. And it's just a wonderful tool to be able to be present for yourself and present for your life. So I want to try something. I know that many of you listen to music as a way to relax and to de-stress, and you may have heard music or used music as part of a mindfulness practice. I know there's some yoga practices with music. So instead of using music as a background or augmenting an experience, I want to use music as the focus of our mindfulness practice. As musicians, we're often in what I like to call a flow state, where sound is unfolding, we're making music in the moment. We're letting it happen. We're not thinking about the future. We're not thinking about the past. We're very grounded in each moment as it unfolds. And it's very stable and at the same time, very freeing. It's a wonderful feeling. So I wanted to use a piece of music to sort of guide you through ways to use music as the focus of a mindfulness practice. So we're gonna take a piece. This is by Johann Sebastian Bach, who was a Baroque composer in the 17th and 18th century. Prolific composer, wrote a lot of music, but we're taking a movement of his cello suite in D minor, his second cello suite. So what I'd like to do for this practice is to give you a few things to listen for as we listen to this piece. So if you're new to this piece or to the music of Bach or to classical music, I want you to focus on the sound itself of the cello, which is very much like the human voice. And you'll hear pitches in the upper part of the range, which are very ringing and singing. And as it goes lower into the instrument, those lower pitches are very resonant. And each part of the cello's range feels very different. It resonates differently in the instrument. It feels different in the air around us, and you might feel it in different parts of your body. So I'm going to give you prompts to follow as the pitches rise and fall as they happen moment to moment, each pitch following the next, and to be able to feel the flow of those pitches and also to really focus on the way it sounds, the way it resonates, and the way it feels to you. For those of you who are more familiar with classical music, and maybe you even know this piece, I'm going to draw your attention to harmonies. Bach, in his solo suites, asks the instrument to be both carrying the melody and creating the harmony. And that harmony, in this case, is a succession of notes, and we hear it moving slowly. And as these harmonies become complex and they create some harmonic tension, and then we reach a point where they resolve. And to follow that journey harmonically, I'll give you some prompts as well. Let's just really focus on each pitch, each note, each sound as it unfolds in time, to let it unfold, to be with it, to be in the moment, to feel each pitch as it resonates in different ways, and each harmony as it takes us to the next harmony, step by step, moment by moment. So let's come to a comfortable seated and upright position. You can be on the floor, you can be on a chair. If you're on a chair, make sure that your feet are flat on the ground, that you feel very stable and grounded. And let's take a couple of deep breaths. In through the nose and out through the mouth. Take a couple more breaths in your own time. And when you feel settled, let's lower our gazes or close our eyes. I really like to close my eyes when I do this because I feel like it really helps my ears open up and be even more attuned. So as you close your eyes, I want you to bring attention and awareness to any sound that you hear in the room around you. Could be a buzz of something, sound of a clock. Gradually reach out your awareness to sounds outside of this room. Maybe there's a wind through leaves outside, the distant siren. Might be someone on a Zoom call on the apartment above you. Whatever it is, go ahead and reach out to that sound. Then let's bring awareness back to the room right around you. And then let's listen to some music. So as we listen, let's be aware of each note as it follows the next, as the cascades of notes unfold moment by moment, and to follow those notes, those sounds, those pitches, moment by moment. Follow each pitch, each note, as it unravels moment to moment. This low range, feel its resonance. Rises in range, different resonance. We rise in pitch, it's harmonic tension. Each note as it takes us moment by moment. Creating tension, a resolution, rising pattern, rising, leading to harmonic suspension. This tension continues. T- until finally it resolves. Such a great piece of music. If your eyes are closed, let's open them now, slowly. Just bring our awareness back to the room around us. If you'd like to continue in your mindfulness, I'm actually going to play that piece one more time without any prompts so you can experience it in your own way. If you'd like to stop at this point, thanks for joining me, and leave some comments below to tell me if you liked this format, if you liked this mindfulness moment, what pieces you might want to hear for me to guide you through any of those things. And thanks for joining me. If you would like to continue, I'm going to play the piece now on its own without my prompts. And so let's settle one more time. Comfortable, seated upright position. Let's reach that point of calm that we had before. Close your eyes. So here is some more Bach. Thank you. If your eyes are closed, let's open them now, slowly. Just bring our awareness back to the room around us. I hope you were able to encounter that music in your own way the second time around, as each pitch unfolded into the next, as it rose in pitch, it lowered in pitch. You might have felt it in different places. It might have resonated in a different way for you. And those moments of tension and suspension may have felt more tense or more suspended or less, or they may have passed by, or you may have noticed them more. It's really just being in the moment and being present to that sound, how it feels, where it is in the space around you, and how it resonates for you. It changes every day, and that's the wonderful thing about music. We encounter it anew every time we hear it, and it's a wonderful way to bring us back into the present and to ourselves. It's a pretty stressful time out there, continues to be, and I think whatever moments we can take for ourselves and each other to be a part of sound and to be focused in it, but also lost in it, and to find our own centers, really, really helpful. So I hope that was helpful for you. And I hope to be posting musical mindfulness moment every week. Wish me luck. I've got a lot on my plate, but I really hope to have one up as soon as possible. So I hope you enjoyed this. I enjoyed listening to Bach and being with you. So thanks so much for joining me, and I'll see you soon.